This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest, host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You can find me on Twitter, X, under Jay Dyer. You can find me on Rockman. You can find me on YouTube. Under all those outlets under my name, I cover geopolitics, I cover philosophy, I cover film. Today I have with me an amazing, honored guest. Roger Stone is going to be joining me, and got a lot of questions I want to ask Roger. He's all over the news right now because there appears to be an audio that looks doctored. They want to make sure that they take down Roger before the Trump election. And we know that Trump's saying a lot of good things. I want to ask Roger a lot of questions about Trump, the campaign this year. And I want to ask Roger as well about some of the long-time experiences, or some of the experiences he had in his long time as a political scion. Somebody in the background who's seen a lot of what's really going on, who understands the deep state. He did an interview with Alex a few weeks ago, and he went pretty deep into the question of the time period when Kissinger was calling the shots. Roger Stone talks about Watergate. I thought he had some really amazing insights that they kind of breezed through in that interview, and I'd like to really drill into some of that. But before we do, Roger, how you doing? Would you like to respond to some of these doctored audios that they have of you?
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity, and Jay, thanks for having me. The political use of AI is the wave of the future. As you know, you can seamlessly now create audios or videos, putting words into the mouths of people who never said them. That is the case here. Far left. What she posted an audio in which they claim I made threats against two sitting Democrat members of Congress. They, of course, immediately went out and cried crocodile tears. There's only one major problem. This audio is a fraud. Not only did I subject it to two of the most widely used AI detectors, and I posted the results. Both of them concluded there was a 90%+ likelihood it was fraudulent. I also had to go out and retain one of the country's foremost experts in this area, who has also examined it forensically and reached the same conclusion, a fraud inadmissible in any court in the United States. It's character assassination. It's born of two things, Jay. First, there is bitterness that I didn't die in a federal prison when I was framed by Robert Mueller for non-existent crimes. No Russian collusion was found, no WikiLeaks collaboration. I was charged for lying to Congress in my voluntary testimony regarding Russian collusion that never actually existed. And in fact, Special Counsel Mueller's final unredacted report, once a judge ordered him to release it, even he could not sugarcoat the fact that they'd found no Russian collusion or any role collaborating with WikiLeaks on my part or the violation of any other law. So there's great bitterness. I'm a hate figure on the American left. Secondarily, I'm clickbait. Put Roger Stone's name into any headline and drooling, hateful leftists will click on it and you make money. And then lastly, I've been full-throated in my support for President Donald Trump, my friend of 45 years, who is, I really believe, on the cusp of taking this country back. Now, people say to me, well, why don't you sue them? Well, perhaps I will. The standard for defamation is extraordinarily high because I'm a public figure. On the other hand, I could prove in a court of law, if necessary, that this audio is indeed a fraud. And I am talking to attorneys. Well, we'll see how that goes. But that kind of sums it up. I appreciate the opportunity because there's a lot of vituperation. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of attacks on me right now. And it's because I'm an America First patriot. We've seen these attacks on Alex Jones. Now you see these attacks on me. It's just It's yet another witch hunt.
Yeah, I remember seeing you all over the news when they raided you, and it was a spectacle. Don't go anywhere. This is the auction.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I'm honored to be with Roger Stone today, and we were just talking about the spectacle that the media created. Of course, Roger really had to go through a lot of persecution, so I'm not trying to play it down. But a lot of these things are created for appearances, and oh, you know, you've got all these agents at your house. You must have done something bad. He must have been involved in Russian collusion. And yet we saw throughout that whole period that over and over and over, the Russia collusion hoax collapsed. And it collapsed over and over and over throughout. I followed it intently. I was watching it. I knew it was fake from the beginning. And it was still just a media creation. They did the same thing with Alex, to where, oh, you got to pay $1 billion. Maybe we should make it $1 trillion. Roger, you've been in politics for so long. Have you ever seen anything like this kind of stuff? To me, it just seems just insane that they would pull these kinds of tricks against Alex, against Trump, against you. Is there anything like this? Things like Watergate don't even seem to compare to this kind of stuff.
No, it never used to be like this. There was a time in America when both parties believed in the country, both parties believed in the Constitution. Democrats wanted to spend a little more and tax a bit more. They probably took a softer line against international communism, but they were still anti-communist. Both parties were pro-free enterprise. Both parties were pro-capitalism. That's no longer the case. The once great Democratic Party, the party of John F. Kennedy, the party of Harry Truman, both of whom were ardent anti-communists, has been captured by a socialist elite clique. The deep state, what Dwight Eisenhower warned us about, he called it the military-industrial complex, is very real. These are unelected bureaucrats and other officials. Some of them are in the government. Some are in our intelligence agencies. Some of them are in the Pentagon and in our military. Some of them are in the think tanks. Some of them are in the universities. Some of them are in the defense contractors. But they've already announced their plans to, in anticipation of the fact that Donald Trump may be democratically elected as the next president, to strip the presidency of its control of the military. In other words, taking away civilian control of the military, which is enshrined in our Constitution. These folks are very, very open about their plan. They don't even hide it. In the case of Russian collusion, which makes Watergate look like small potatoes, I mean, let's be clear. The Russian collusion hoax, as delivered to us by Barack Obama and Joe Biden, is nothing less than the use of the full legal authority of the United States government, plus the extraordinary capabilities of our intelligence agencies to use what they knew was fabricated evidence, the Steele dossier, and a false narrative about a Russian hack of the DNC, which they have no proof of either because it never happened, to provide the rationale for the appointment of a special counsel for an extra governmental effort to take down a duly elected president without any real evidence of Russian collusion. That would be Donald Trump. That kind of abuse of power makes Watergate look like small potatoes. I mean, Watergate, in comparison, a small group of private individuals not really realizing that they're doing the handiwork of the Central Intelligence Agency, break into the Watergate and place a bunch of listening devices that, well, never actually work. We know so much now, more now than we knew then. Declassified documents just out in the last year show us that Central Intelligence Agency was fully aware of the plan to break into the Watergate, that they infiltrated the Watergate burglar team. At least four of the eight Watergate burglars were still on the payroll of the CIA, were still reporting to their handlers at the CIA. I think this was a hedge against Nixon's stated desire to reorganize the government, to take power away from the national security apparatus. This is reflected not only in his own biography, it's reflected in the diaries of his chief of staff, H.R. Haldeman. This was would have been a death blow to the intelligence agencies, and it's why Nixon was removed in a silent coup as opposed to the bloody coup in which John F. Kennedy, who also threatened the power of these same unelected elites, was removed.
Exactly. I was going to say, even a movie like Oliver Stone's Nixon, there's even scenes that were deleted where we clearly have the CIA kind of being involved in the background of arranging to get rid of Nixon, to make him look bad, to throw in, these scandals that would toxify his presidency. And that's exactly what they did. I'm curious because, you did an interview with Alex maybe a week to 2 weeks ago, and you were talking about the passing of Kissinger, and you mentioned some of the key figures that really, I think, are emblematic of this deep state. Somebody like a Henry Kissinger, even though he's no longer with us, Henry Kissinger would definitely be one of these types of people who kind of was in the background calling the shots and had a very internationalist, globalist perspective when it came to, things like massive depopulation and putting the U.S. into a kind of an internationalist Bilderberg style subservience to these UN type entities, Davos and so forth. Did you begin to see when you were in politics at that time? Did you begin to see the emergence of this military industrial complex, this deep state that would be kind of a uniparty at that time, or was it something that you noticed later on that really emerged? Post JFK, we have the assassination of JFK. We have other political figures assassinated that really seem to point to this this deep state in the background. Did you begin to notice that at that time, or because you talked about Haig and Kissinger being really key figures in Watergate?
Yeah, I didn't really recognize it at the time. Remember, I was 19 years old when I worked for Richard Nixon initially. It was really not until I wrote my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which became a New York Times bestseller, until I got a chance to spend time with Richard Nixon in his post-presidential years that I began to put together the pieces of the puzzle. Listen, Nixon did not erase the tapes. He didn't destroy the tapes because he felt that they were his protection against Dr. Henry Kissinger taking credit for some of Nixon's more notable achievements, ending the war in Vietnam, for example. The strategic arms limitation agreement with the Soviets, opening the door to China at a time when China was a backwards, dirt-poor, agrarian society with no technological or particular nuclear capability. Richard Nixon had no way of knowing that 30 years later, the Bushes and the Clintons were going to give them most favored nation trading status, and the Clintons were actually going to sell them our deepest military missile targeting secrets. It is these things that made China the menace it is, the danger it is today. Nixon pulled China out of the Soviet orbit and then skillfully played them off against the Soviets. Henry Kissinger, post-Nixon, is when he becomes extraordinarily dangerous, and he goes out on his globalist mission.
Yeah, Yeah, I noticed you mentioned LBJ there, you know, your book in regard to what happened with JFK. I remember seeing and reading some stuff many years ago that pointed also to perhaps the collusion of Bush Sr., who had that short stint, I think maybe a year, as head of the CIA. Do you think that that's what's going on there with regard to JFK, is that we have LBJ really kind of saying we got to get rid of this guy, and maybe he's utilizing individuals like Bush Sr. via the CIA?
Actually, the time frame, the time narrative doesn't work for that. Bush does not become director of the Central Intelligence Agency until 1975. In 1963, George Bush is running for the U.S. Senate in Texas. He's a minor figure. Did George Bush and his father, Prescott Bush, who was a pillar of the establishment, know about the plan to kill Kennedy? I think there's a high probability he did. Was he actually himself directly involved? No, I think it was done far above him, to be quite honest.
All right, let's hold that.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
I wish I could get this stupid jar open.
Jars can be tough, am I right?
Who are you? And how'd you get in my kitchen?
It's me, Flo, and I'm here to grant your wish of easily switching to Progressive and helping you get a discount that honors the time spent with your previous insurer.
Great, but what does that have to do with getting this jar open?
Nothing.
So you can't open this?
Oh, I just do insurance. Jars I leave to the professionals.
Sign up for Progressive and opt into more savings. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make.
can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. We are talking about the greatest hits of the deep state, and one of those greatest hits was, of course, the JFK event. And of course, Roger Stone is one of the key people to talk to about this because he studied this for many, many years. He's got a book on the subject. He goes deep into it. And I was asking about the history of the Bush family and their legacy. Of course, we know they're big time deep state players, have been going back a few generations. And I was asking Roger about this move of Bush Sr. in the background when he was head of the CIA in 1975. And Roger said, well, the timeline doesn't really line up. However, there are some interesting insights when we look at the Bushes and people like that that can give us a picture of who the deep state really is and how these players today are still going after people like Donald Trump. So it's the same kind of ideology, the same kind of military-industrial complex background players. Roger, what did you want to tell us about the Bushes there? Roger, we've lost your audio, so maybe we could move back a little bit here. And I was asking Roger about the question, if we can get his audio back. There we go.
Sorry about that.
Rewind, if you would, back to to Bush Sr. and company in regard to the...
Yeah, I apologize. So you raised a very good question. Look, anyone who's old enough to remember the assassination of John F. Kennedy remembers exactly where they were and what they were doing when they heard it, because it was such shocking news. The country was in shock, yet George H.W. Bush insisted for 30 years that he didn't remember that he was in Dallas the morning of the assassination. He actually, this has been documented through a local newspaper, flew from Dallas to Tyler, Texas, where he gave a lunchtime speech to a Chamber of Commerce group. But within minutes of the Kennedy assassination becoming publicly known, George H.W. Bush called the FBI station chief in Houston, essentially, in my opinion, just to establish an alibi, essentially telling him, this is George Bush. I'm in Tyler, Texas. There's a young man who's a member of the Young Republican Club in Harris County, which is Houston, who may or may not have made threats against the president. I don't know. I've heard that. By the way, did I mention that I'm here in Tyler, Texas? It's very, very suspicious. Then he goes on to tell the head of the FBI in Houston that he is flying back to Houston that night. When he doesn't fly back to Houston, he flies back to Dallas that night. And when the FBI and the Secret Service go to the home of the young man that Bush had named, he's in his backyard painting Bush for U.S. Senate signs. He has no connection, of course, to the Kennedy assassination. So the activities, the actions of George H.W. Bush on the day of the assassination were very curious. Now, it's also interesting that you had four American presidents on the ground in Dallas on November 22nd, 1963. Obviously, John Kennedy is one. Lyndon Johnson, who would succeed him, is one. Richard Nixon, who flew in the day before to give a speech to a Pepsi-Cola bottlers convention and was actually flying out back to New York City when Air Force One was landing in Dallas. And then, of course, George H.W. Bush, who seems to have conveniently forgotten the fact that he stayed on the night of December 22nd at the Sheraton Hotel right there in Dallas, literally feet away from Dealey Plaza. So you really have a confluence there of current and future power that's very, very interesting. Nixon records that he took off as Kennedy was landing. Wasn't in his plane. Today would be Kennedy International Airport. Gets into a taxi cab. His cab driver takes a wrong turn on his way into Manhattan. Nixon sees a woman on the side of the street crying. Rolls down the window, says, "Madam, what's the problem?" And she says, "The president's been shot. Our president has been shot." Now, you can imagine the woman's reaction when Richard Nixon popped his face out of the taxi cab window. But then Nixon records that by the time he got to his apartment on Park Avenue, he had had the taxi cab driver turn on the radio. He had learned that Kennedy had been shot. Was not yet conclusive that Kennedy was dead. But by the time he got out of the cab, the doorman at his building told him, "Oh, Mr. Vice President, it's so horrible. The president is dead." Nixon goes immediately to his apartment, where he calls J. Edgar Hoover, the head of the FBI, who, of course, he knows from his 8 years as vice president and his 2 years in the U.S. Senate, 4 years in the House. He says, "Edgar, who did it? Was it one of those right-wing nuts?" And Hoover says, "No, Dick, it was a communist." Well, that's interesting, because Lee Harvey Oswald had not yet been apprehended. So how did J. Edgar know that the man who shot Kennedy was allegedly a communist?
Right. Yeah, you know, and I don't mean to go off too far into the 9/11 event, but there's some interesting parallels there between 9/11. I'm sure you're aware, you know, Joe Biden at the time of 9/11 was meeting with some suspicious people when it's happening. We know that people seem to have known ahead of time something was happening. So, you know, we see these parallels between, you know, the greatest hits of the deep state where big events are happening. People seem to know what's going on. They're meeting with people that make no sense to be meeting with. And, you know, this is a recurring pattern. So I'm curious, you mentioned a minute ago that it goes up a lot higher. Do you agree with this this reading or this analysis that the same people involved in my view, the JFK event in the background there, seem to be kind of the same people running the deep state today? And it seems like they really just profit from a lot of the war and the conflict. And one of the great things about Donald Trump is that he's consistently been opposed to the military-industrial complex. I think that's one of the main reasons that he's so hated and reviled. Do you agree with that thesis?
I certainly do. I did a great Twitter space the other night with Alex Jones, my friend Jack Posobiec from Human Events, General Michael Flynn, and myself. Alex spoke about this extensively. Basically, while it may not be the exact same people, obviously because of age, right, but the same institutions that were involved in the assassination of John Kennedy, the international banking community, the defense contractors, the intelligence agencies, elements of the Pentagon, elements of the federal government, are the same people involved in the removal of Richard Nixon in a silent coup. They are, to my mind, the same institutions and some of the same individuals involved in the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan, the same people involved in the Russian collusion hoax and subsequently in the two Ukrainian impeachment hoaxes. This is the deep state. This is the permanent, unelected government in place. Donald Trump poses an existential threat to them, which is why they are so opposed to him.
Roger Stone at thestonezone.com.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I'm with the honored Roger Stone, the author of many books, including The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, but also the author of The Bush Crime Family. And I wanted to ask about that because, you know, I've read some things about the Reagan administration and the good, the bad, the pros, the cons. The attempted assassination, of course, is a key event there. And what I, from what I've seen, a lot of people theorize that because Reagan was speaking against things like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, which had been created by Kissinger for people like Zbigniew Brzezinski to promote globalization and to internationalize America and so forth. Reagan was really speaking against a lot of this, much like Barry Goldwater had. And apparently some people think, hey, Bush Sr. In the background there as Vice VP, he was not happy with this. And so this might have led to the warning shots against Reagan. But I want to ask Roger Stone. He's written about the Bush crime family. What do you think about that? Is that a plausible thesis? Is that what's going on with Reagan?
Actually, Jay, I've concluded on the basis of a research that I've done since I published the Bush crime family that the truth is actually far worse than that. By the way, you can go to StoneZone.com and go to the store there. The Bush crime family is one of my several books that's available there. Instead of going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or so, some multinational corporation that hates your guts, you can get a signed copy of any of my books, including The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, or The Bush Crime Family by going to StoneZone.com. But let me address your question. First of all, the official results of the investigation, the report on the investigation into the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, has never been released. Secondarily, we can easily establish that John Hinckley, who is the man who was blamed for the shooting of Reagan, was at all times in front of Reagan and shooting from a crouching lower position. All four of the bullets discharged by Hinckley can be accounted for, but none of them hit Ronald Reagan. Reagan was hit from above and from behind, which indicates a second gunman, very much like the Kennedy assassination. Now, Judy Woodruff, who was then a reporter with NBC, reported on air live that a man was seen standing on a balcony above the entrance of the Hilton Hotel who can be seen brandishing a weapon. You don't look for that on YouTube, folks. It's been scrubbed. I have a copy of it. And it is indisputable that, first of all, there's a delay. James Brady, who I knew personally, was Reagan's press secretary, who was hit in the head by one of the bullets fired by Hinckley, actually got to George Washington University Hospital 15 minutes before Reagan. There was evidently some argument among the Secret Service agents after Reagan was pushed into the car, and it was learned that he was bleeding from a wound, whether to take him to Bethesda Medical Center, that's where the Kennedy autopsy was done, and where that cover-up was completed, or whether to take him to the closer George Washington University Hospital. As we now know, they took him to George Washington University Hospital. When he got there, however, although they had a puncture wound and bleeding, they couldn't locate a bullet. Two x-rays failed to turn up the image of a bullet. They were actually about to stitch him back up, for which he would have died, when one of the doctors decided, no, actually, let's open the wound a bit, and I'm going to explore, and removed from Reagan a small projectile about the size of a dime, which we can now identify as what they call a flechette. If you go to the church committee hearings in the 70s, when some of the underbelly of the CIA is exposed, there's a discussion of this weapon. The flechette is fired. It's a disc-like projectile. It's fired from a gun that makes no noise whatsoever. It's often coated with poison to be particularly toxic and deadly. That is the projectile they removed from Reagan. Now, the cover story here is that, well, there was one of the four bullets ricocheted off the car windshield, the frame of the car windshield, or the car door, I guess it was, and hit Reagan. That really makes very little sense given the trajectory of the bullet. Then there's the Bush family connection to John Hinckley. It's not just that John Hinckley Sr. Is a social friend of the Bushes. He is, in fact, a major donor to both Bush's 1964 and his 1970 U.S. Senate races in Texas. But Zapata Oil, which is suspected to be a CIA front, one of the two Texas oil companies, an offshore oil company that never made any money, that's pretty rare, actually financially bailed out what was then Vanderbilt Energy, which is the company of John Hinckley Sr. John Hinckley Sr. also has a very interesting contract with the State Department or the Defense Department for these refugee camps around the world, specifically one in Laos, where we can absolutely prove that John Hinckley Jr. and Mark David Chapman, the man accused of shooting and killing Beatle John Lennon, were actually at the camp at the same time. These camps are believed to be training facilities for operatives and assassins by the Central Intelligence Agency. So and Secretary of State Alexander Haig are struggling over control of the national security apparatus in the event of the incapacitation of Reagan. There's an order on Reagan's desk, which he has not signed, which would give this all authority to Bush in an emergency situation. Haig is opposing that. After the attempted assassination of Reagan, Reagan signs that directive, and this is what I believe opens the door to Iran-Contra, where I'm convinced that CIA Director Bill Casey and Vice President George Bush are running the arms deal behind Reagan's back, which is why, in the end, Reagan is not taken down by Iran-Contra. While he accepts responsibility for it, there's no evidence that he actually was ever informed what Oliver North and George Bush and Bill Casey were up to in the hostages for arms deal of Iran-Contra. This will be the topic of my next book, the attempted Reagan assassination, because I think all roads lead to sitting Vice President George H.W. Bush, who really couldn't wait to become president.
Yeah. And would you agree, and maybe you don't want to give too much away, given that you're going to be writing about it, does it seem like a lot of the anti-CFR, anti-trilateral rhetoric that Reagan was using might have been one of those motivations?
Well, Reagan is out of the peace through strength school of Dwight Eisenhower. In other words, he's not a neocon. He doesn't believe we should be going around the world looking for foreign wars to get into and projecting American power. The defeat of Reagan of Bush is a setback for the neocons. It's not until Bush becomes president that they get full control. I think they do get control of foreign and defense policy in the last 3 years of Reagan's first term because of this attempted assassination and because of the documents that Reagan signed turning over much of that control to Bush.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, so guys, look for that book coming out. Do you have a title yet for that book?
I do not have a working title yet. There are two books out on it. There's Killing Reagan by Bill O'Reilly, a complete garbage. There's also a book called Rawhide Down. They miss so much that is hiding in plain view. So check.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here in the fourth hour, and my guest is Roger Stone. You can get his books at thestonezone.com. All those books are available as signed copies. You can also go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, and get my books in the shop as well. Also signed copies, and like Roger said, we can avoid Jeff Bezos and all the multinational corporations that hate us and try to steal the money from the people. We're talking about the history of the deep state, their greatest hits. We've recapped a bunch of amazing information, but I want to move to the present day situation now. The candidate that is the number one enemy right now of the deep state, that's Donald Trump. Roger Stone, what is the main reason that the establishment, the same power structure of the same people, but the same structure that's there for so many decades trying to destroy this country, trying to destroy the West? Why do they hate Donald Trump so much, and why is he still an outlier?
Well, they hate him because he's uncontrollable. In his first term, they attempted to control him. They weren't terribly successful, despite the fact that there were some quislings around him and despite the fact that he was inexperienced at government, but his instincts were always good. He was still one of our greatest presidents. He canceled the Paris Climate Accord. He canceled the Iranian arms deal. He built the most robust, most productive economy in our history. He cut taxes on all Americans. He gave us record levels of employment and opportunity. He signed tax laws that allowed us to bring billions of dollars back into the country to create jobs and opportunity here. He rebuilt our military power. He appointed scores and scores of conservatives to the courts. He secured our southern border. Illegal border crossings dropped to a trickle during the Trump presidency. So despite the fact that he had some around him, some in his own government, who thought it was their job to dilute or slow down those policies, he still already goes down in history as one of our greatest presidents. Now, after the Russian collusion hoax, after the two Ukrainian impeachment hoaxes, after the current tsunami of lawfare against him, he's fully awake. He has a much clearer idea of who the good guys and the bad guys are. And above all, he's a patriot who will always put America first, not China first, not the globalists first, not Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum agenda first, but America first. And that's why he poses such an existential threat to those who would control us and control our lives. Trump is a free spirit. He's uncontrollable. They thought he was finished. That turned out to be a giant mistake. They funded Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. DeSantis posed as an America first candidate, but when push came to shove, he did not want to crack down on the Chinese. He was not opposed to shipping billions more to a foreign war in Ukraine. Now, those very same globalists who had funneled $150 million into the coffers of Ron DeSantis and his various super PACs, they have moved on as DeSantis actually drops to 5% of the vote in New Hampshire. 5%. This is for a man who was once leading in the polls nationally and in New Hampshire, and they have shifted all of their weight and all of their political ambitions behind Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is Dick Cheney in high heels. She is the uniparty neocon deep state candidate for president. And if it goes as I expect it to go, Donald Trump is going to crush her and DeSantis by double digits in New Hampshire next Tuesday. This makes the deep state actors, this makes the Democrat media deep state cabal more apoplectic, more hysterical than ever, because they clearly see that Donald Trump is on an inexorable path back to the White House, and he's very clear about his agenda. They're already openly wargaming mass riots to protest his presidency, at the same time seeking to take away his control of the military so he'd have no authority to restore order, which is, of course, the first constitutional responsibility of the president of the United States.
Yeah, I noticed that you had written a really long article a couple of years ago, and you talked about how the structure of the CIA in foreign countries operates when it throws or when it cheats an election, right? So how the CIA does these foreign election interference operations to choose the candidate that they want. And you had theorized and you had analyzed that seems to be the structure of how the election was stolen the last time. And do you think that is that one of the cards that they're going to try to play? Because they really can't stop the wave of just fervor for Trump. Are they going to try to throw another insurrection psyop? Are they going to try to throw the election again like the scamdemic last time with the mail-in ballots and all this scammery? Is that what do you think they're going to throw next? Because nothing seems to be working.
Well, you know, Alex Jones asked me that very question on this show earlier in the week. Yes, I think that nothing is beyond them. So perhaps it will be yet another pandemic that allowed them to control the voting process. Perhaps it will be a false flag terrorist attack on American interests, on American soil. We've already let between 8 and 10 million unknown illegals into the country. We don't know who they are. We don't really know where they are. That would certainly seem plausible to the American people. Perhaps we'll move to a full-blown war with Russia so that they can utilize the War Powers Act to try to somehow delay or postpone the next election. Perhaps we're about to have a new variant, or perhaps it's virus X, who knows? I think these people are so diabolical, so evil, so determined, and so scared of Donald Trump and the fact that he's a constitutionalist that nothing whatsoever is beyond them, including, and I pray about this, assassination. So I pray for the safety of Donald Trump and his family every single morning and every single night. Am I being dramatic? No. Is this corny? Well, if you believe in Christ, if you think believing in Christ is corny, that's your problem, not my problem. I really have a very optimistic view that the good Lord is not going to let this, the last best bastion of hope and freedom in the country, go under. So I think we've already seen divine intervention to a certain extent. You see the case in Georgia against Donald Trump falling apart. You see the corruption of that prosecutor being exposed to the entire people. You see the Supreme Court ruling adversely to various legal moves by Special Counsel Jack Smith. I see the hand of God in all of this. Trump himself, I must tell you, he looks great. He feels great. He's confident. He's upbeat. He's determined. He's resolute. He's a little angry, but then who wouldn't be? But above all, he's incredibly confident, and he is determined to save the country. I honestly believe if he would just retire, if he just quit, they'd probably leave him alone. But he will never quit, because this isn't about him. It's about the larger movement for freedom. Was he perfect as president? Absolutely not. There's nobody who is perfect. Only he is perfect. But he is head and shoulders above any other choice. He's demonstrated that he always puts America first. He is a winner above all, and he wants to return America to winning, which is why I am so deeply committed to him.
One last question here as we fill out the last segment. You know, in the integrity leaks, that was one of these kind of UK think tanks that had been planning and strategizing some years back when all these leaks came out. One of those think tanks had said that they must do anything they can to ensure that there's not another Donald Trump administration. And that was actually prior to the last election. And it actually says in there that Donald Trump, they believe, was the greatest threat to their global order. Do you agree with that, Roger? Does Donald Trump really represent the greatest threat to the New World Order, to the globalists?
Without any question, because he's a fully known commodity, and he's riding a populist wave of patriotism like nothing we have ever seen before. What we're seeing is counterintuitive. Normally, when a candidate gets charged with federal crimes, their campaign collapses, their voter support collapses, their money collapses. In this case, the efforts to get Donald Trump have turbocharged his campaign. He's going to win the New Hampshire primary by double digits over the neocon candidate Nikki Haley, and he's on to the White House. Go to DonaldJTrump.com and give your contribution today, because his campaign is fueled by average small donors like you and I.
And also head to TheStoneZone.com and support the InfoWars store as well.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.